so annoying.
It's only on title. It's only on title.
I'm never gonna get a title.
Yeah, they were giving away like full free title accounts. No bullshit.
You ever hear Drink of My Name?
No, I never heard that. First album I ever heard was Get Rich or Die Trying, fully through. As soon as I heard that, I knew I wanted to be a rapper. My rap name was gonna be 25 Cent. I promise you my life. I told Keechee, I was like, yo, my rap name was gonna be 25 Cent. And they all made fun of me. I knew I was gonna be a rapper one day. My favorite rap song growing up was clickety clank, the money goes into my piggy bank. You know what I heard this one for? 50 Cent? For the Massacre? No, what?
I gotta be honest, yo, I like kinda didn't like 50 at all. Just because he had that little beef with Kanye and
Yeah. He had a beef with Kanye?
Well, Kanye, like you said, graduation.
Yeah.
Fire.
When Graduation came out, what was the 50 Cent album that came out on that same day?
Probably Get Rich or Die Trying.
Was it?
What year was that?
Like 08, I think.
Oh, Massacre. It was a Massacre.
Yeah. They like made a bet.
Well, you said Graduation.
Whatever album gets the first week sales wins.
The Massacre did, right?
Blew him out of the water.
Who?
Kanye blew him out of the water.
Really?
But Graduation, you said that was the first one you heard?
Yeah.
I like College Dropout.
I heard that too.
That was one of the first songs I've ever heard.
It was just when I started listening to hip hop.
Yeah, when you're a little older and stuff. Because I heard, what's the one that's like, and all my people that's drug dealing just to get by. That was one, We Don't Care. That was one of the first rap songs I've ever heard.
That was the intro track, I think.
Yeah.
When I first wanted to do auto-tune was on T-Pain and Kanye West. What's the song called? I Go For Mine. Put Your Hands Up in the Sky.
That was from 808 and Heartbreak.
Mm.
Oh, no, that's
Graduation. It was Graduation.
Yeah.
I heard song was. Fuck, what song was that?
Jigga, what's my motherfucking name? Jigga. I swear to God, that shit was... And who I'm rolling with, my nigga. That's the first rap song I ever
heard. Good life.
Nah, dude. No, Nas is definitely... His lyrics are nasty.
Who was your first concert, though? First rap concert. Big rap concert.
You.
You
I swear to God, I never went to a rap concert. No, I'm lying. J. Cole.
J. Cole?
I went to watch the Throne concert. Kanye,
J. Cole. That was probably crazy.
That was a life moment.
It was like a giant stadium. I was like upper level seats, like nosebleeds, but it was still nuts.
Yeah, what?
My hair gets into my mouth.
I would have loved to have been in Paris and they performed Niggas in Paris. That would have been the best thing ever.
Apparently they did it like 12 times.
12 times, bro. It's
like
on YouTube.
Times when I saw
yeah, what?
It's on YouTube. Like, you look on YouTube, it's on there 12 times.
Yo, I'm sure you've heard this one, too. Life's a bitch, and then you die.
Nope. Swear to God.
You never heard One Mic?
Nope.
That's like his best song. That's like one of...
One Mic? You never heard of
it? All I need is One Mic. What? I cannot believe you said you never heard One Mic.
I was listening to pop punk for the longest time, I promise you.
So you never heard any
of that boy, I was a white kid, cuz. I was a white kid.
I can't believe you never heard One Mic.
Nah, never.
The one that's like,
all I need is One Mic, one stage, one. What rap was that?
Nas.
What album?
I think that might be Illmatic or Stomatic. It's one of the
best. Illmatic, man.
Yeah, that's... Rewind is nuts, but he's like, I spit a story backwards and start at the ending.
But Jonah Lucas did that, though.
You've heard Ether, though, right?
Yeah, recently. Just recently.
Yeah, because he never heard it, and we played it the other
day. Played in the car, just dope.
Because that's fucking the best diss song ever.
To me, the best diss song I know.
Yeah. Hi, Bronco.
Eminem had like a crazy diss song to like
Ja Rule. Those were good. That was
Nail in a Coffin.
That was good. I heard that one.
Bully. I like Bully.
Bully was really good, too.
Bully. And I ain't that one, so no motherfucking boo. Haley's Revenge.
Haley's Revenge was really good, too. Yeah. My like current diss is Back to Back. I can't have that fucking song. Back to Back?
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
It is, but it's not really crazy, though. Like, if you think... No, it's a good diss, but you gotta think, though, like, you gotta think like Ether. Like, when I think this, I think Ether. And then anyone who puts a diss out, just like, Back to Back was cool. It was a cool song. It was cool. But it wasn't, even Meek, I was disappointed in.
Meek was trash. Meek lost that.
It is, but it's not, when I think this, I think a lyrical execution.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm thinking old school, like Ether. Can you even compare this to Ether?
Wait, hold on, pause it. My man, the cover of the song was when the Toronto Blue Jays hit a walk-off home run in the World Series against the Philadelphia Phillies. Disrespect, bro. Disrespect. Yeah, but, disrespect.
But you gotta think too, though. Like, do you,
we
like,
won that series in 5 games.
No, they beat us for the World Series that year.
We beat the Blue Jays.
Which time?
We lost to the Yankees in the World Series.
Are you sure?
Positive.
What year was that? 92? I had a cup. Someone look where you're from.
I have no clue.
Wait,
where you're from.
My phone don't even accept baseball knowledge.
We won in 08?
I know. Oh, we won against Tampa, but no, the Blue Jays.
Tampa.
Yeah, because that was 08 was Tampa. We beat them. 09, we lost to the Yankees. The year after that, we lost the round before the World Series. The year before that was the round. It was like a fucking decline, bro. It was terrible. Terrible.
That's when Howard Torres Achilles running the first base.
Yeah, he didn't tear shit.
Dude.
He said, fuck this.
He's like, I'm not going down with this shit.
No.
Nah, dude, but can you even compare, like, so, like, Hit 'Em Up is, like, crazy. But it's not lyrically, it's lyrically good, but it's not Nas Ether type lyrical. But it's still a diss record. Like, Back to Back is a really good song. Same thing, what was the diss that Meek did against Cassidy? That one that was crazy.
All of Cassidy's disses are crazy. Each one of them.
Cassidy rapping.
Yes.
Because that's what he does. But he was like, the Meek shall inherit the earth. That's exactly what Meek's going to inherit when he's buried in dirt. Like, that was awesome. Like, that's this level type rap.
Cassidy had a buzz for a minute. He was really buzzing.
Yeah. But he was like, I'm about to body y'all. Yeah, I loved all of his shit. But no, what was the one that Meek did? The first one Meek did.
Repo,
yeah. How'd your car got repo? This bike light boy just got Debo. That was a good diss record, but nowhere near Ether level or that's what I'm saying. Nowhere near like Ether and Hit 'Em Up. No one's near it. Ether's number one diss record of all time.
But did Jay-Z respond?
Yeah, didn't he like respond on like a radio show or something? It was you can't respond to that. Ether is nuts.
But you know what's crazy though? Jay-Z's more successful than Nas.
Yeah.
Has ever been.
Yeah.
So who won that though?
Who just won forever?
That's what I say. Like if someone dissed me, like example, when I got dissed by artists, I will not mention names because I'm recording for my podcast. I didn't respond because I'm responding with 2 views. Fuck out of here, bro. I'm getting thousands. I'm not responding to you. Jay-Z, multi millionaire.
Thousand a clip.
So he was signed to Jay-Z,
the
right?
The thing is, though, at that point, they were definitely at the same level.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Nas was. When Nas was killing it, he was killing it.
Nas may arguably have had a bigger following at that point.
See, it was hard. There's no social media and shit, so you can't really tell.
I know.
Well, that's what sucks, because imagine if, like, them guys had social media then.
Crazy.
The thing is that Jay-Z, I feel like his personality caters to the public.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. That's why people say he's the best rapper of all time. A lot of people say that Jay-Z's the best rapper of all time. I can't be mad at them for saying that. Success, because of his success.
I kind of think he is.
But
I feel you. You know what I mean?
Like people say Biggie and Tupac were the best ever. They died in their peak. They peaked and died.
They never. Imagine if they never had a good album after that. Or they never put out a good song.
It's impossible to say.
Physically impossible.
I think the best rapper alive from the past to now is Lil Wayne.
I like that argument.
You could say that too. You could easily say anyone could be like.
Jay-Z is better though.
You can say it's. So me, but my, like when I critique music. It's like all about lyrics, delivery, fucking no, everything.
I'll tell you one name and you're going to be like, you're right. No Ceilings, the first one.
I feel you.
You don't, can you have No Ceilings on there? Play any song from No Ceilings and I bet you I know every word.
But can you honestly, me as like a rap fan, I cannot say any rapper's better than Eminem. And you know I'm going to say that.
Eminem, no, okay. Eminem's definitely in there.
No one, I feel like no one can out-rap Eminem. And that's my definition of the best rapper.
I believe.
Can anyone out-rap that rapper?
Okay, no one can out-rap that.
That's my definition of the best rapper.
Yeah. So now we're going into the definition, which we can also argue about all day.
All day, yeah. Because someone's definition, like, I'm sure your definition of rapper is different than mine. Mine is, if I was to say someone's the best rapper, they can out-rap any rapper. Now, they're the best rapper.
Now, you know what would really put the nail in the coffin is? No pun intended.
No pun intended.
If Lil Wayne drops to Carter 5 and it does 1 million first week, because then Eminem didn't do 1 million, Eminem did 200K.
What, this past album? But no one really fucked with that. No one fucked with, like, any, like, it's
every
tough to say.
Every Lil Wayne album they fuck with. Every Lil Wayne
But that's because people listen.
Incredible catalog. Like, and from when you started coming up, is amazing amount of content, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, clear
Carter 4 million. Carter 3
Carter 4
like
is also
4 million.
Carter 3, unreal.
Yeah, but then no rap album ever do as good as the Marshall Mathers LP. Who won?
What did that do? I look it up on your phone. You
I forget,
Google.
Dude. A lot more than fucking I could ever have.
We should do a podcast.
I would do a podcast.
My podcast has already been popping on iTunes and shit.
I could definitely do a podcast. Dude, you already know I can talk for hours.
I'm gonna call this the best rapper alive? ?
Because that's what it is. If my definition of the best rapper is he can out-rap any other rapper, the best rapper.
Facts.
But that's what makes sense to me. But what do you think?
Running with the buck, Young Money motherfucker.
Can you turn on a mic and give him a microphone?
Yeah, come here on mic, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn on number 4. Yeah, the number is tape. Like the tape on the bottom. How many lines? You see?
It's 3.
Yep. It's an ad.
Then, like, a lot, some people could argue.
Type in Marshall Mathers LP, first week number.
I might get no service.
Go to the Wi Fi. It's Boom Boom Guest.
So, if we're just saying who is purely best at spitting bars.
Well, no.
Which I think is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Eminem is probably at the top. I can't think of anybody who I can personally argue against.
You want to lower the music a little bit so we can hear you?
For best bars?
Yeah, for best bars.
Yeah. Like, to me, that's a different argument than best rapper, only because, again, Nas has crazy lyrics.
Right.
But I don't think Nas.
No. All right, I'm just gonna say what you're saying. Just purely, just going in.
Who can out rap? Yeah.
Absolutely rapping.
Yeah.
I can't really argue against Eminem.
That no one can out rap him. Even Nas. I don't think Nas can.
Nas is the great argument, I guess.
Yeah. That's the only argument I think.
Pac probably.
Well.
And Wayne probably.
Yeah. And I feel like M would just devour them.
Maybe.
Devour Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's got bars, but they're...
Stop screaming, Dante.
I'm sorry. Hey, guess what you said.
All right, Eminem did 1.7 million first week. Alone. That's crazy. Hold on, let's see.
If we're...
Carter 3.
I got a next point to make.
First week.
Discussion.
Sales. Oh.
M holds the record for most album sales in 1 week. In the first
week,
he holds a record.
Wayne did 1.4.
And you said M did 1.7?
1.7.
So
who did 1.4?
Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Which album was that? Carter 3?
Carter 3, yeah.
Yeah. Which has Mr. Carter, which is one of my favorite rap songs. Right? That has Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite rap songs, too.
That's crazy.
Featuring
Jay. Yeah.
We actually, I'd like to get out of here. It's almost at 30. I'm gonna end this here.
Yeah.